The prayer, stint of Arkaita the Strong. The rings on the temple door that hung, and eke the doors clattered full fast, of which Arkaita somewhat him aghast. The fires burned upon the altar bright, that it gan all the temple for to light. A sweet smell anon the ground upgave, and Arkaita anon his hand uphave, and more incense into the fire he cast, with other rites more. And at the last, the statue of Mars began his hauberk ring, and with that sound he heard a murmuring, full low and dim, that said thus, "Victory!" For which he gave to Mars honor and glory. And thus with joy and hope well to fare, Arkaita none unto his inn is fair, as fain as fowl is of the bright sun. And right anon, such strife there is begun for Thilka granting in the heaven above betwixt Venus, the goddess of love, and Mars, the stern god armipotent, that Jupiter was busy it to stent, till that the pale Saturnus, the cold, that knew so many of adventures old, found in his old experience an art that he full soon has pleased every part. As sooth is said, Eld has great advantage. In Eld is both wisdom and usage. Men may the old outrun, but not outread. Saturn anon, to Stinton's strife and dread, albeit that it is against his kind, of all this strife he can remedy find. "My dear daughter Venus," quod Saturn, "my course, that has so wide for to turn, has more power than what any man. Mine is the drenching in the sea so wan. Mine is the prison in the dark coat. Mine is the strangling and hanging by the throat, the murmur and the churls rebelling, the groaning and the privy empoisoning. I do vengeance and plain correction while I dwell in the sign of the lion. Mine is the ruin of the high halls, the falling of the towers and of the walls upon the miner or the carpenter. I slew Samson, shaking the pillar. And mine be the maladies cold, the dark treasons, and the castes old. My looking is the father of pestilence. Now weep no more. I shall do diligence that Palamon, that is thine own knight, shall have his lady as thou hast him hight. Though Mars shall help his knight, yet natheless, betwixt you there must be sometime peace, all be you not of one complexion, that causeth all day such division. I am thine isle, ready at thy will. Weep now no more. I will thy lust fulfill." Now will I stinten of the gods above, of Mars and of Venus, goddess of love, and tell you as plainly as I can the great effect for which that I began.
The opening of this part has an impressive description of the preparation for the tournament and of the tournament itself, in which Arkite gains the victory, as promised. But he is also deprived of the fruits of victory, by a shabby trick arranged by Saturn that results in Arkite's death, which was not promised. He dies reconciled to Palamon, is given a splendid funeral, and Palamon is eventually wed to Emily as he was originally promised. Theseus and his father Aegeus make speeches about fortune, destiny, and the need to take our fate graciously, since we cannot escape it. Speeches which some readers think philosophical, but which others find platitudinous. Here is part 4 of The Knight's Tale.